Welcome to Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa State Patrol Trooper Shelby McCready. All right, so it looks like for St. Patrick's Day, the Iowa State Troopers are going to have an increased presence again just to try and keep people safe. What are some of the plans for that?
Well, obviously, St. Patrick's Day is a huge celebratory holiday every year. Actually, St. Patrick's Day is one of the largest alcohol consumption days of the year, with beer sales being up 174% on that day. So in combination with the increase in consumption of alcohol, obviously there comes a higher presence of impaired drivers on the road. And in 2023, the holiday falls on a Friday. So with all of that knowledge combined, obviously law enforcement anticipates an increase in the risk for drivers and passengers on the roadway during that particular time because of impaired drivers. So with that being said, there is actually a CARE initiative going through March 19th because this is statistically a high crash period. So we've got that national incentive going on, which puts more law enforcement on the roadway. But in addition, the Iowa State Patrol, as well as some local law enforcement partners, are going to increase the personnel on the roadway both Friday and Saturday, in addition to additional personnel on Sunday as well, to kind of try and tackle the entire weekend and remove the impaired drivers from the roadways.
All right. And do you know how many people were hurt or killed last year over St. Patrick's Day?
No, the Iowa DOT only compiles the crash report data for the major holidays, you know, New Year's Eve, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So I don't have any specific data from last year. What we do know, based on just general crash data over holiday periods, and especially for the St. Patrick's Day holiday, is that the most dangerous times to be on the road is from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. You know, that is a rather large period of time. But with St. Patrick's Day, again, being on a Friday, there's an anticipation that the celebrations might be more than just the one day alone.
All right. And what are some tips you have for people to try and make sure that they stay safe, even if they're not out and drinking?
Well, obviously, you know, it's not just about what you do, but it's about what others do as well, because we're only 50% of the equation. As motorists on the roadway, we can only control what we do. We can't control what other people do. So there's always the inherent risk when you choose to be out on the road, especially during a holiday, that you're going to encounter somebody who shouldn't be on the road. So my best advice is if you can stay in, you know, do. Obviously, it's safer to be home than on the roadway. But if you are going to go out and celebrate St. Patrick's Day, it's no different than any other holiday where alcohol is common. First of all, plan ahead. Make a plan ahead of time so you know that you have somebody or some way to get to and from safely, whether that be a designated driver, making overnight accommodations. Like I said, with the holiday falling on a weekend, there's overnight accommodations. So that way you can stay wherever you choose to celebrate. And then obviously Ubers, cabs, you know, just essentially make sure you find a way home that's safe prior to beginning the celebration. And then if you're hosting some sort of a celebration or festivities, you know, don't be afraid to take the keys away from somebody who you genuinely don't think is going to, you know, be able to drive. And like we tell people all the time, always assume, you know, your impairment is far greater than what you think it is. We all seem to think that we're not nearly as affected as in reality we are. The first thing that goes when you have alcohol on board is your fine motor skills, and you don't always necessarily notice that. So we always tell people, if you even feel a little bit different, you're going to drive a lot different. So that is what I want people to understand. It's better to play it safe than to find out the hard way that you shouldn't have been behind the wheel.
So you said kind of the most dangerous time is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. What other times should people be watching out for?
Well, obviously, any time of day, you know, there isn't necessarily a designated time of day that you should or should not be, you know, cognizant of the potential for impaired drivers. You know, obviously, there have been OWIs that have been pulled off the road at 7 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, it just depends on the situation. But what we do encourage people is to try and stay away from driving during the evening hours on St. Patrick's Day and, you know, potentially even following day, depending on how long, you know, people choose to celebrate. But statistically, though, the most crashes take place between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. over that holiday.
All right. And you had mentioned before that you guys and some local law enforcement would have an increased presence, not just on St. Patrick's Day, but the 2 days after. Do you also think there may be an upswing in instances where people are pulled over and maybe have had some alcohol in the days beforehand as well?
Well, obviously, like I said, we're currently in a CARE initiative, which is a nationwide enforcement project. And so there are increased personnel on the road even now, you know, looking for dangerous driving habits. And when you increase the amount of alcohol intake, obviously you're increasing the possibilities of impaired drivers being on the road. So, you know, it's hard to tell how people are going to behave this year. We hope that there's not an increase in impaired drivers taking off the road this year. We hope that people adhere to all the warnings and, you know, make a plan, stay safe, find designated drivers. You know, that's ultimately the goal. The goal is not to change how you celebrate. The goal is to change the decisions you make that could affect your safety and the safety of others on the road. So we'll have to wait and see how the weekend goes.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.